Now, you were talking about the generation of our Constitution when our Constitution was written, and you've talked before about a prominent American who prophesied the coming restoration of Israel, which of course doesn't happen until 1948, but he had predicted it, I guess you could say. Could you tell our listeners who that was and what prophecies he used from the Bible to make this prophecy, I guess?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted. What, you know, you hear these attacks and say, well, you guys take the Bible literally in prophecy, you know, you say, well, 1948, well, you know, you say that in retrospect, that Israel was founded in 1948, and this you made this discovery after the fact. Well, there actually was a person, well, there are more than one, there's quite a few, but there actually was a student of the Bible. He was a scientist, a chemist, who predicted the restoration of Israel 150 years before it occurred. He predicted in 1794, and he predicted it in 1796. And this individual was extremely well-connected. He knew Benjamin Franklin. He knew the Vice President of the United States, John Adams. He was a very good friend of Thomas Jefferson. And he is in this, and he is predicting the restoration of Israel. And this is part of the environment that these other men are living in with this man doing this. His name was Joseph Priestley. Joseph Priestley. Just take the word priest and add L-E-Y. Now, Joseph Priestley was born in England in 1733 in Yorkshire, England. He died in 1804 in Northumberland, Pennsylvania. He was a scientist. He was a chemist. He, in 1766, became a member of the Royal Society of London. That was the most prestigious scientific society in the world for its day. He was a favorite of Jefferson. He was a favorite of Adams. He was a favorite of Franklin.